You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Welcome to the program that puts his money where his fantasies are on the Fantasy Sports Television Network. We've got a full house on the program today. Mark Lawrence will join us, playbook.com's Mark Lawrence. We've got a ton of football on tap this evening, some college of football from the MAC, some action, the Toledo Rockets and Bowling Green. We got Miami, Ohio, and Eastern Michigan. And unless you're a hardcore football fan, then this show might not be for you. I'm going to be honest. Most hosts wouldn't tell you that. If you're one of these casual guys, you know, and you want to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs, or you want to crack some bad jokes and sound some horns or something, maybe you should go over to, like, I don't know, like Sportsnet. Maybe that's your type of place. Or maybe TSN. That's a better place for you if you want to watch Tim Hortons, that's hockey. You know, that's a good place. But if you want to win some money and talk about sports that actually people care about and that are going on in the world, then this is probably the place for you to be right now. So we're talking college football. We're talking NFL football. We're talking DFS. We're talking NBA basketball. We're talking about everything that's going on in the world. We're going to put money in your pocket. Big night last night on the program. Our picks are starting to heat up, but we don't get any credit for that. But it's okay. We're like Rodney Dangerfield. We're used to it. We're going to keep on banging the book. We're going to keep on doing our thing. Always enjoy Wednesdays when Mark Lawrence steps up. And Jim Saunas, one of the best in the business. Numbers fire. This guy's always on fire. And Pete Annapolis, we'll talk some college ball with Pete. Great college basketball games last night. And what else would it talk? Oh, LeBron James. Yeah, LeBron James, for one reason or another, I don't know, why is he telling the New York Knicks who to draft? You know, LeBron, just shut the hell up, dude, all right? Just shut the F up, man. Like, seriously. It's none of your business what the Knicks do. What do you care? Well, I've known Dennis Jr. since I was 14. He was 14. Good for you. Good for freaking you. You're going to screw over the Cavaliers again anyways. Just shut up, all right? Worry about your own business. For the record, I like the Cavs tonight. See, that's the thing. I'm all over the place, man. I'll call someone out, and you know what? Doesn't mean I won't bet on them, which leads us into the Buffalo Bill situation. So I woke up a little bit later than usual this morning because I was up all night last night. So I woke up a little bit later than usual, and I saw Twitter blowing up. And I saw, before I saw the move, I just saw, like, hashtag Bills. And I saw that the Bills were trending, and I was thinking, this can't be good. This can't be good. My initial reaction is, oh, God, did somebody, like, hit somebody? Did somebody get, like, somebody get arrested? What happened? And I see what happened is Doug McDermott's decided to make the change at the quarterback position. So Tyrod Taylor's out. Nate Peterman is in. Now, listen, I don't like this, all right? Let's just get right to the point here. I don't like this at all. And it's nothing against Nate Peterman. All right, I think Nate Peterman's good. And I told people when the Bills drafted Nate Peterman, this guy's a sleeper. All right, this guy's a sleeper. He's got that it factor about him. I like his accuracy. I like his pocket poise. I like how he can read defenses. Listen, he can read defenses better than Tyrod Taylor. He's more accurate than Tyrod Taylor, even though the kid's never played a game in the National Football League. All of these things are true. But as I stated, the kid's never played a game in the National Football League. And I've never seen a freaking year in the National Football League as crap as this. But as well, I've never seen a year in the National Football League in which teams don't want to win. The Miami Dolphins are 4-2, so let's trade our best player. You haven't won since. Now, the Buffalo Bills, you're in the playoffs right now. You know, I don't know. Does Tyrod Taylor play on the defensive line? Does Tyrod Taylor tackle? Did Tyrod Taylor give up 289 rushing yards? Was that Tyrod Taylor's fault? I must have missed it. I must have missed Tyrod Taylor missing tackles. I don't know. I didn't see him on the field. I didn't see him. I guess I'm stupid. Look at him. He's doing the best that he can. What do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? You think it's is Tyrod Taylor's fault that the Bills defense got gashed by the New York Jets as well? You know, who the hell is Sean McDermott? Like, what are you, defensive coordinator of the Panthers, the same Panthers that lost the freaking Super Bowl? You know, let's let Sean McDermott. It's pretty clear Sean McDermott doesn't like anybody, okay? He doesn't like anybody. You know, he got it my way, your way. Yeah, what is your way anyways, Coach? Is your way letting the Saints run the ball 24 times in a row up down your throat? Is that your way? Tyrod Taylor, like, the Bills' problem is their defense right now. That's on you, Sean McDermott. That's not on Tyrod Taylor. I know, Tyrod Taylor's not perfect. We all knew this. We knew this. It's like getting married and then, you know, getting divorced six weeks later. Oh, you know, I didn't realize this. Of course you realize this. We're 5-4 right now with Tyrod Taylor. The Buffalo Bills haven't made the playoffs in 17 freaking years, man. 17 years. They're in the playoffs right now, but, oh, it's about a bigger picture. About a bigger picture of what, McDermott? No, we live in the now. We live in the now. You have an opportunity to make the playoffs, you make the playoffs now. You know, there's a song, Runaway Train, by Soul Asylum. And in the song, Buddy says, feels like I should be getting somewhere, yet here I am, neither near nor there. That's the Buffalo Bills. Where the hell are they? They're a runaway train on a wrong way track. That's who these guys are. They've got me quoting Soul Asylum now. That's the Buffalo Bills. Runaway train on a wrong way track. Never coming back. You guys don't know whether you're coming or you're going. You're like Sideshow Bob. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Are you tanking or are you winning? No, you know what you're going to do? You're going to finish 7-9 or 8-8 like you do every year, and you'll draft in the middle of the pack, and you'll talk about next year. I'm getting sick of your next years in Buffalo. All right? Maybe the Pegula should put the wine down for a couple of minutes and figure it the hell out. They're nice people. The road to hell was paved with good intentions. All right? Doing a great job with the Buffalo Sabres, too. Buffalo Sabres are just lighting up the NHL. Maybe Donald Trump should have gotten the damn team. Make the Bills great again. Drain the swamp. You know, I've been following the Buffalo Bills, seen every game since 1977. You know, last few years, seems to be a common pattern here. It's E.J. Manuel's fault. It's Tyrod Taylor's fault. Maybe it's time for the Buffalo Bills ownership. Maybe it's time for the Buffalo Bills coaches. And maybe it's time for the Buffalo Bills players that aren't quarterbacks to look in the damn mirror. Game Time Decisions continues.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Game Time Decisions on a Fantasy Sports Network continues. All right, you know what? It's a beautiful thing about live sports shows. You never know what's going to happen. And I guess, listen, this Buffalo Bill quarterback change, I guess, isn't the biggest story in the world of sports. It is the biggest story in the world of the NFL right now, but it's a baffling move. Like I said, you know, you've got the Miami Dolphins. What's the deal with this? I thought we did this earlier in the week. And we got fire alarm drill testing going on. All right, so Twix, they were all Twix. It was a setup. It's the timing of this that I don't like. The Bills are 5-4. Wait till we collapse, which is inevitable. Wait till we're 5-8. And I get it. What the Bills really want to do now, they want to see if Nate Peterman is the guy, whether they should draft somebody. But anyways, the Bills are just 2 years away from being 2 years away from being 2 years away. I'm 47 years old. The Buffalo Bills will not win a Super Bowl before I die. Like I now fully 100% accept